Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, we get a little trippy for you guys. We are going to talk about psychedelic therapy. I have two wonderful men on the show who are medicine men and are going to tell you all about the benefits of psychedelic journeys, psychedelic therapy, and how they can help you literally reprogram the way that you think, behave, and act with everybody and everything around you. So keep listening. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ask Women podcast. I have two very lovely men on with me today. I have Rob Grover and Gary Logan, who are founders of the Journeyman Collective. No, I am not going to be sending you off to the woods on this podcast and having you go like pee in the forest. We're going to be talking about a different kind of journey. So guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. This is exciting. Great.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to tell everybody why I have you on before I interview you and get more details from you guys. So guys who are listening, I have been coaching for 18 years. I teach men about how to attract women, how to flirt, how to talk to women. I have become better at helping out with the psychological part of a lot of the confidence, a lot of the reasons why, you know, guys aren't able to step up and be leaders or set boundaries for themselves. But there's always a limit to my capabilities and also a limit on really what I'm trained for. And since July, when we started doing our larger coaching programs, I haven't really been coaching for a very long time. We are working with unbelievable men to help them flirt and attract women. But some of these men have things going on that, again, we are not equipped to handle. They have deeper trauma. They are not even aware of some of the trauma that they have, which is where these guys come in, Robert and Gary, because their specialty is diving deeper into a person's brain. I don't even know how to explain what it is that you do without giving away what you do. But I brought them on because, again, there's certain things that I am not equipped to assist you with, but I want to be able to assist you with. And that's why I like to provide other resources that can help you with those things. So Rob and Gary, why don't you tell everybody kind of what I'm sort of talking about and then what it is that you do?
Definitely, yeah. So we will give you a 35,000 foot view of what we do and who we help. So we work with movers, shakers, entrepreneurs, executives, professionals, athletes, actors, and we really guide them through a plant medicine psychedelic journey. And it's with a high level of preparation, a high level of integration, and a high level of respect, integrity, and intent for the individual that is with us, so that you can go in, do the deep dive into self, and be vulnerable with yourself, and have trusted and safe care for you through that whole entire experience, because you've most likely been living your life with a lot of trauma and or drama that's stored in your being, and you just can't quite click into like why, like I may be attracting someone, but I can't like keep them, or they just like move away into like thin air and the relationship doesn't last. And typically it's because you have the baggage of yesterday, yesteryear, yesterdecade stuck in your energetic field within yourself. You haven't dealt with it.
You may not be aware of it, right?
Totally. Yeah. You may not even be aware that you're hanging on to something that happened to you when you were 10 years old. And that can actually stop that deeper connection to self. And then because you can't access that deeper connection to self, you're not able to actually connect into another individual in that deeper way. So once that deep clearing takes place, you can connect deeper with yourself And as a result, you can connect to other people in your life, in your love, in your businesses. And then you have an expanded awareness. And with that expanded awareness, you can see the clues and the cues and the energetic pings that are being given to you that can help you refine your way of being and really get you to where you want to be with your relationships.
Which I think is absolutely amazing. So let me ask you a question. What is the difference between this, so psychedelic therapy, versus regular therapy? Like, why is it faster? Why are you able to open up more with psychedelics?
The words typically get in the way.
Okay.
So when we're talking about yesteryear, yesterdecade, that's typically not going to advance you forward. And you can talk to someone about it, which is always helpful and useful. But when you are given that space, when that space is curated for you to really look at yourself, so you take a 360 degree mirror and you really start looking at yourself, and it's you. You're looking at you. You're seeing how you're blocking yourself. You're looking at the traumas and dramas that have been ensued upon you, or the cultural and societal paradigms that have been put upon you, the masks that you wear. And those all get to fall away and you get to recreate yourself. So if you think about it, our culture, our society never ever gives us those moments in time whereby we can be given that space to go inward. So it's an inward job.
So I've done stints of therapy throughout my life. I've done stints of coaching. I've dabbled with psilocybin as well. So I've experienced, you know, different versions of therapy, never psychedelic therapy, but I have done recreational psilocybin for myself. Is the difference because your inhibitions are down? Like, so I know for me, when I went into therapy, I would definitely, like, you know, throw up on my therapist and tell them everything that I was thinking and everything that I was feeling. And I got a lot of the emotions out. But I'm sure that there were certain things that I held back, because there were certain things maybe I didn't want to admit to the therapist. Maybe I didn't want to admit to myself. And maybe even subconsciously, I wasn't ready to throw out there. Are you saying that with a psychedelic, when used in therapy, like, that filter is removed, or is it still there for you?
We feel the filter is removed. We create a space where it's safe and secure and that you're able just to let go. We always say everybody that comes through our front door at the center is just leave your baggage at the door. You know, there's no need to bring it in here. There's no judgment. We are here to support you, carry you through the journey process and assist you with whatever comes up. That's one thing we can sort of guarantee. We're going to help you and guide you through any baggage that is shown from your past or right this immediate moment. We always hear, you know, you don't want to date him. He has too much baggage. And you're looking, it's like, well, what sort of baggage do I carry? And you don't know what it is. You just carry it all your life. And what you come here is you get to open up one of those suitcases, look inside, going, shit, that's not serving me. I don't need that anymore. Toss that baggage aside, and then the next one is shown, the next one is shown. So you're lightening the load. When you leave the journey center, you are freer, happier, calmer, content, more in alignment with who you truly are, and that excess baggage has been removed. Sure, you can access it if you want to, but you have that mirror image of going, that's not what I want to be anymore. That's who I'm not being anymore. And this is the path in life that I want to create for myself.
Okay, very interesting. So some of the guys who are listening, like, let's say we're not even talking about deeper trauma, but some of their trauma may be, I was rejected several times by women, and then I carry that around with me, or women don't like me, women don't want to talk to me, I've never had a good experience on dates, I've never gotten past the first or second date, right? That is light trauma that they're carrying around that stops them from putting their full selves forward with women. They're always protecting themselves in some way. So, like, explain to me how a typical session would go to help lighten that load, right?
Yeah.
And then also assist them when they get back to real life so that, you know, the load continues to be light.
The first thing we would say is mind your language. Watch your language.
Watch your language. The language that you're coming out of your mouth is interfering with your energy moving forward in your life. You're stopping yourself by telling these stories or these thought processes that are going on. So that's one thing we would look at right at the beginning. And we would encourage you to be aware of those hurdles that you're putting in the way that are the verbal hurdles. That are getting there. And so you just knock them down. You get that moment to come to stop. That's the first thing we need to do is stop, come into self, be aware of your heart. Are you coming from your head or your heart? And then see if you can speak through the language through your heart and out of your ego head.
Mm-hmm. I think there's an answer in your question as well, mm-hmm. in that, like, so John down the street's been rejected several times and he's protecting himself. Protection means that there's something to fear. So you're fearing that the next rejection is going to come when we can actually, when people come and work with us, we're working on an energetic level, mental, emotional, and physical. So it's all four basic layers. And you're going to start to increase your awareness of different things that are happening in your body, different things that are records that are looping in your head about like, oh, I'm never going to ask someone out again because I've been rejected three times. So I may as well like pack my bags until retirement and never ever date again. And that's not what we want. Like most people come to us because they feel like they have something within them they haven't connected into yet. And they just haven't been given that container to step into. And so there's a, to give you a very brief outline, like we work with people over the course of a minimum of 4 months. So there's a month of preparation. And then there's 4 full days in person. And again, it's all curated for the individual or individuals that we're working with. So it's highly personalized. And then after the deep clearing has taken place, the expansion and awareness is there. And most people reluctantly leave. They want to stay and live with Rob and Gary.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And we have to like let the birds fly. And so then we're with people for an additional 3 months of support afterwards. And that's when the true work, we call it the new AI, it's the applied integration. Mm-hmm. And it's the application of the information that you've received during the ceremonies, whereby we teach you, humans are intrinsically great at forgetting, but we teach you how to remember the information that you've been presented so that you learn from that information. And then you, by learning, you actually have a deeper understanding of yourself. And then that understanding is applied. So we equipped you with questions of like, hey, how am I actually going to implement this into my life? It's not just, oh, I saw some pretty pictures. It's no, I learned something brilliant about myself and I need to carry that forward into that newer version of me because the old version of the energetic, the mental, the emotional, the physical, it's not working. It's outdated. And most people can feel it. They're just like, there's something that's like wanting to bust out of me. And when you actually give reverence to yesterday, and that's the other problem with society. We just keep in that hamster wheel, like, oh, I'll just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, which is the definition of insanity. And then they can't figure out why my relationships don't work. It's because chances are you may want to look at doing the deeper dive into self, clearing out the old shit, and really connecting into yourself. And as cliche as it may sound, fucking loving on yourself. Like you've never loved on yourself before. And as a result, the clarity of who you are is amplified. Your self-confidence typically goes through the roof. A lot of people within that 3 month integration period do meet new people. And they're just like, I would never, ever have imagined who.
Because
like,
you're open. You're open afterwards. Totally. Anytime you have a new experience, it does open you up. It's the same thing why when you go traveling, you seem to have more opportunities presented to you because you do shift to being a new person. You're not holding on to that past as much, but this sounds like an even more heightened experience of that. And it is interesting that you call it AI because we are like computers. And as you were saying before with the language, like we program ourselves to believe mm-hmm. the things that we believe and we can reprogram ourselves. So this doesn't sound like it's just like, you know, 4 days of being really high and having a fun time with you guys. It sounds like this really is a journey to a new place for different individuals, which I think so many guys who are listening to this podcast and so many guys that I work with do need. And while, you know, in some of my coaching, I can definitely give them a little bit of this, this is way more extensive on what these guys can actually allow themselves to become. Mm-hmm. So I think it's wonderful. I want to take a quick break. And then when I come back, I want to talk more about deeper trauma that some guys may have and kind of just get a feel for like results that can happen with this kind of work. So we'll be back in a second. If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it. All right, we're back. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys about deeper trauma. So some of the guys that I do work with have past where it's mom issues, where either they're verbally abused or they've been taught to be silent around a mother who is, well, there's bipolar, there's a whole bunch of disorders, controlling, a whole bunch of things. But it results in them ending up as the nice guy, and I'm putting air quotes because you're not really nice, you're pleasing, appeasing, and really a cut-off, muted version of yourself, which doesn't just play out with women, but with most likely every single person that they interact with. So I wanted to talk about that kind of deeper trauma that they're aware of, but they may not necessarily understand the impact of it. So maybe you could walk me through, like, how would you help somebody like that? Awareness is great. Yes, my mom was a controlling biatch, or a controlling woman that I silenced myself a lot so that she wouldn't be sad. And I forgive her for, like, how do guys take that information and then move forward to separate themselves from that no longer being who they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with all trauma, there's typically an energetic stagnation. So to paint a picture in your mind, there's a gray cloud front that has been like glommed onto you, like a nasty piece of gum that's stuck underneath the desk. And that piece of gum has emotions and feelings toward those scenarios that have unfolded. And when you can actually come up out of yourself, and this typically can happen in ceremony, we've dealt with a lot of fairly deep trauma that people have been through. And so when you can actually observe that individual and have compassion for self, there's a deep clearing process that takes place. Maybe someone just hasn't been given the space to cry, and as simple as that sounds, but a lot of the time men haven't been given that space to cry.
Or to even realize that it's something that can be cried about.
Yes.
That it's okay to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so once the energy of the emotions and the feelings have been processed around it, and even some of the mental constructs have been processed around it, that piece of gum starts to dissolve a bit. And then it starts to almost come off of the desk and come off of you. And it's not that you're going to forget those scenarios, but the energetic hold that it has on you and has on your heart and has on you expressing what you actually really freaking want for yourself, as opposed to living from that conditioned paradigm, then you as an individual start to actually have the freedom to express, hey, this is what I want, not basically expressing through that filter. So it's like you're speaking from everything that you've been through. You've only been speaking through that gum, and it's just muffled and marbled and garbled. And so when that gum, those energies, those stagnations have been released, then you, like Gary already mentioned, you become aligned, like a pillar of strength And people are going to see it. They're going to see you after a journey and be like, what have you done? Something's different about you. I can't quite put my finger on it, but you're freaking glowing. Like, what's going on? And so there is like a physical shift that happens with people too when they do come through this process because they've let go of those traumatic experiences. And for the most part, society doesn't cater to people really clearing them. You'll still remember it, but you won't have that energetic, emotional attachment to it. So you can probably talk about it, but you'll just be like, yeah, this happened. And that's it. So anything that you wanted to add, Gary?
No, it's exactly your habitual response to the situation that was dealt to you through your life. You're looking at work, life, and love. It's like going, how am I responding? And where does this show up? It's like, so if say your mother was, she hit you, let's just say, or she verbally abused you, it's going to show up in your life. Definitely, it's going to show up how you respond at work, how you deal with other people, whether it's male or female. It's just in your DNA system that you just need to regulate and clear out. And it's just recognized as like, holy shit, I respond like my mother or the way I responded to my mother or my father in every form of my life with everybody I meet, even dealing with the cashier. You know, how are you responding there? How are you showing up? And it's like, are you present? And that's the big thing with us is like, can you be here right now with us and hear us and feel yourself and hear yourself? And all those dials are tuned in and turned on. Mm-hmm. They're not off the frequency dial. They're back in alignment. Every part of you is. So when you work with this, it's the mind, body, emotional, physical, spiritual levels are all tapped into. So when you leave, you have enough in your toolkit, we'll call it, to take out into the real world that will create a new way of being, a new habitual way of living, and just let go of the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's not simple.
It's not simple. It's a process. It's work to do these things. Yes. You're not just taking some, you know, fancy mushrooms, and then you're like, okay, now I'm fixed. This is like, you have to work on it. And then work on it after you do all of this as well.
It's continuing. It's life. It's life. You have to, you can't just say, oh, I'm great right now. It's like, no. If I heard anybody say I'm perfect the way I am, it's like, I challenge that.
Yeah. So I have a girlfriend who, she had a recent trauma where her son was riding his bike and he got hit by a car and the car drove over his head. And luckily he was wearing a helmet and he was fine. He was like unscathed by this event. But had he not been wearing the helmet, he would have been like, done. And she didn't realize that it was causing immense trauma for her. She wasn't able to eat. She wasn't able to sleep. She wasn't able to let him out of the house. And so she went to the doctor and the doctor's like, here, take this medication and blah, 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 and do that and meditate. And she found that none of those things were helping her. That trauma was still there. So she started self-medicating with psilocybin. She actually used Special K as well. And I forget exactly what it was that she did, but she took it. But she also like did her research about how to take this medication is really what it is. But she learned that after she took this, she needed months afterwards to let what she had done actually process. And I forget what the practice was that she did, but she explained it to me. She'd be in her car. She'd have to like visualize at the same time. But it was really amazing what she was able to do for herself. And now she has no feelings of trauma. Like her PTSD from that event is completely gone, even when she thinks about it. So before, when she would think about it, her heart would start pounding right away. She would start sweating. Now she thinks about it. She can talk about it. Nothing. Like it's just something that happened to her rather than something that's continuously happening to her, which I think is just magical. But that speaks to the fact that you can't, again, just take something and then it's gone. You have to actually work through it in order to actually help it. I forgot to properly introduce the two of you, to be honest. So actually, can you tell me more about the two of you, what you do, like what your backgrounds are? I totally skipped over that part because I was excited to talk about the drugs.
We'll call those medicines.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm Rob Grover, and I started my career in the corporate world. And ever since the first day that I stepped into a high-rise building in downtown Calgary, I knew there was still something that I hadn't yet discovered. And I have a scientific background, a deep understanding of Earth and the Earth and all of the processes that form it. And of course, we, the human being, we're also Earth, we are nature. And so In 2003, I had my own, we'll call it a healing crisis. And through that process, I discovered a deeper aspect of my spirituality and started working with a spiritual teacher, metaphysical training. And from that day that I met her, I just had this like insatiable desire to learn more. So I was relentlessly taking courses in education in personal development, mindset training, spiritual development. And Gary was always asking me, like, what are you doing all this for? And I was like, I have no idea, but I'm really, really called to keep doing it. And so I did that until about 2015, where I launched my own coaching business, career coaching, mindset coaching. And then in that process, I was like, okay, this is the logical step. What's the intuitive step? And it was stepping into more of spiritual, energetic, vibe set work instead of just mindset work. So really, really helping people with their energetic systems. And then in 2017, Gary's mom, who had lived with us for 3.5 years, so we took the best care that we could take of her for 3.5 years, and then she suddenly passed away. And as a result, there was grief and depression and everything that we had been through, we still couldn't lift it. And so then we say that this little fairy human came into our lives, and she spoke to us about this medicine man that she had worked with, and she had gone on these journeys, and she basically said, Rob, I think you might want to think about doing it. And I said, nah, I don't need to eat bark and run the forest and get naked dance around the fire. She's like, no, that's not what it's about at all. So I had this preconceived notion of what a medicine man was and what a journey was. And it was nothing like that whatsoever. And that's a big part of what we bring forward too, that it's actually the journeys we provide are deeply luxurious. They're done in a modern estate setting. So I went on the journey. The depression had shifted. The grief had shifted. I found a level of joy within myself that was just like fully off the charts. And it was like I had been like reborn as a little child, but in like full manhood. And then in that as well, there was like this deep yearning to just talk about the things that we were talking about and do it like every freaking day and have those deeper level conversations. And came back from that journey, went into meditation. I asked what the next step was, and I was shown that I was to train with the medicine man. And I was like, holy shit, what is going on here? And I've had those visions my whole entire life, and I've always followed them, and they've always worked out. I didn't say anything to Gary. Gary saw the shift in me, and that's where I'll pass the mic off to Gary. And
the shift I saw was, like we jokingly say, Robert found his joy spot. Like, he was depressed. We had never experienced depression that heavy, and grief, and especially me, and anxiety. I've never experienced anxiety, and I've gone, what is this? What is going on? How am I going to get out of this? And then when Robert came back, I was like, holy shit. You know, he's amazing. And it's like, he was amazing to begin with, but he's even amazinger. And so I thought, well, it's a gift to myself. We were going to Ireland to do a celebration of life for my mom and spread her ashes. And it just was all working out that it was my birthday, a gift to myself. I met the medicine man. I went on a journey. And in that journey, I was also shown by Mother Gaia that this was the path that we're supposed to go on. She gave me a walking stick and said, you're good to go. And you know, it's like, good to go as a shaman. She says, you have the tools that you need to move forward. So I text Robert, I say, I think this is what we're supposed to be doing. And he goes, I know. And then the story carries on to where we are now. So I'll go back to the beginning of life when I went to theater school. I came out of high school, right into theater school. And through theater school, they basically break you down to build you back up to who you're truly supposed to be. They break the old habits of your parents, the school system, and everything that society say you're supposed to be. And through that discovery, I really understood myself. And I ended up going to England for about 9 years. And in that time, I went to theater school again for another 2-year program. And in that program, I discovered the Alexander Technique, which is a mind-body conscious awareness training. So I really innately understood what that was all about. The teacher came up to me and says, you need to become a teacher of the Alexander Technique. And at the time, I was 24, and I said, no, I'm here to be an actor. And many years forward, I did become a teacher of the Alexander Technique. I went back to school for 3 years. I've been teaching for over 18 years.
Oh, but wow.
When with the program for about 30 years, we'll call it program. It is a programming. It's a re-education of yourself and how you use yourself and how you respond in the world. And in that time, I discovered metaphysical teaching at a Unity Spiritual Church. I really understood it, and it was a really big part of my development of who I am as a healer, as a medicine man, as a teacher and a way shower. Mm-hmm. And
as a guide.
And I went to Vancouver General Hospital, and they did a 2-year healing touch program because a white witch told me I had healing hands. And I went, cool, let's go discover. And I've always been the kind of guy that says, okay, yeah, that sounds right. Let's do it. I never was a what-if-er, a doubting or question my direction. If it felt good and it felt right and I felt a bit scared and a bit excited, it was the right thing to do. So in that path that led me to meeting Robert, we met at a grocery store.
That is so funny because that is the place where I say to practice the most. So that's so funny that you just said that. It works.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so we can go a little sideline there. So we have a couple of, all the lady friends always complain about they're not meeting the right guy. And, you know, the same thing. The guys are saying the same thing. So, well, in the grocery store, I said, you need to come in between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. And they go, like, why? Well, find a grocery store that's close to a gym. And they go, well, why? Well, you're looking for somebody fit, aren't you, and healthy. And you look at their food choices in their basket, and then you have a shopping list of who you're looking for or what you're looking for on the shelf. And then you just interact with somebody who's maybe picking up whatever, you know? So the girls that we talked to, they said, it works. And I went, sure, it does. It does. You know, it's like, why not? It's a perfect place to go meet people.
I think people are
hungry. You know what they're eating. You know their lifestyle. And so coming back to where we are now, the journey has been going on for about 6 years now. We love what we do. We love collecting our soul communing. We always say raising up soul community. And it's our path. It's where we're guided to and brings us to us, to you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I have a huge curiosity to have an experience like this. A lot of our friends, what do they do? Oh my gosh. What's the cactus?
Oh, peyote?
Peyote. And then?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. They do ayahuasca. They said, like, one of my husband's best friends does it like every year. He goes up to San Francisco and does it. And then he brought a couple of his other friends up like every single year. So they've all tried it. They all have amazing experiences. And I keep saying that my husband should do it, but secretly it's me who wants to. Like, usually I just do what I want to do, but there's a fear in me when it comes to drugs. I don't really do a lot of drugs. I don't drink a lot. So, and I had a stroke when I was 20 years old. So I'm always nervous when it comes to drugs. Although I do know that this actually helps, like if you do psilocybin, it can help with the brain tissues and connective tissues. So it can actually help your brain. But yeah, I do have this like fear in me. It's the fear of letting go. So I know that that's something that I need to explore more. Yeah. And I would love to explore that one day. So I think that this is the message for the guys who are listening to this show. If there's anything that you feel is stopping you from being the man that you want to be, including being successful with women, right? Like, I'm just talking about who you are as a man. The women are an add-on. If there's something that you think is blocking you or some pattern that you've fallen into that you want to shift, I would definitely get in contact with Robert and Gary to see if it's something that you can shake up, get rid of, or at least just like shut up. You know, get it to stop being so damn loud and controlling you. Is there a website that people can go to check out? What is it?
Yes. The website is thejourneymencollective.com.
Okay. The Journeymen.
Yes.
Men. Okay. M-E-N. Yeah.
Thejourneymencollective.com. Robert and Gary, thank you so much for coming on. I hope to one day meet you in person or people who are like you, because I will get over my fear and finally have a journey one day. But thanks so much for coming on and sharing all this information. I think it was really helpful for a lot of guys. And guys, again, if you are listening and this even like gives you a bit of a ping to say I should do this, I really invite you to get in contact with Robert and Gary and explore this option. I might see you there as well. So ask as many questions as you want, but I'd say explore this. This sounds like a really interesting, amazing option. So new episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please do not go and download each individual show. Please go and subscribe to the show so that you're not wasting your time downloading, especially that time that you can use at the grocery store picking up women. You guys are awesome. We'll see you again next week.